Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Thursday, April 26th, 2018, and this is episode 217 of The Big Show. Thank you so much for tuning in once again. I really, really do appreciate it. I think we've got a really cool show for you. Now, I wanted to follow up on something we talked about a few weeks ago when talking about marketing at the speed of digital. Many of you are probably familiar with various technology processes, various methodologies like Agile or Lean or Scrum. You've probably run across at some point as ways to get faster and to get better at what you do. And I don't claim to be an overall expert in Agile or Lean or Scrum, but clearly there are things from each of these methodologies that I've tried to incorporate into the work I do with clients and the like. And there's a reason for that. It's because one of the big myths of these methodologies, regardless of which one it is that they're entirely about speed. Now, speed is important. Again, I just talked about, you know, marketing at the speed of digital a few weeks ago. I've talked about how the value of speed from an SEO perspective, from a customer experience perspective. I've definitely talked in the past about how we want to get out of customers' way and help them accomplish what they want to do. So speed is absolutely a hugely important thing, a hugely important benefit to offer your customers. But there's a bigger issue that we should learn from these methodologies that's really critical to the success of your business. And I'm going to start by talking about the IT side of things. Now, there's all kinds of stats out there that show IT projects fail. Big, vast majorities of IT projects fail. A couple of years ago, you know, there was a commonly cited statistic that 68% of IT projects fail. A more recent study found that, and I'm quoting from the study, found that globally, organizations wasted an average of $97 million for every $1 billion invested in projects and programs. And that, you know, projects that are deemed failures about 14% of the time. So, you know, those are big numbers, right? But the problem is that they fail for a very specific reason. And this is where development methodologies like Agile, Lean, and Scrum matter, and why they matter to you as marketers. And the reason is, it's because they don't release. They don't launch when you do big projects. You know, when you have a big launch, when you have a big marketing campaign, when you have a relaunch of your website, how often do you actually release or launch something? You know, you spend months planning and prepping and working to improve your product or your service before you ever put it in front of customers or users. And your teams, the technology folks, the marketing folks, the pricing folks, the customer experience folks, the customer service folks, etc., spend time. They prep budgets. They develop plans. They create designs. They outline projects. They conduct studies, all in the name of building the new thing and prepping for a launch. But then when it's time to launch, it's often just this big, splashy, one-time event. And as we've seen in case after case over the years, those launches can go badly. You know, famously a few years ago, it was the launch of healthcare.gov. Just a couple of weeks ago, the IRS launched a new website for tax season, and everybody got a bonus day to file their taxes because the new website didn't work. The new system didn't work. We've seen, I can't tell you the number of brand relaunches we've seen that just fall flat on their faces. You know, personally, I've lived through at least two of these. One was a major website relaunch that I worked on a few years back that, to be fair, actually worked brilliantly for about 90% of our customers, but literally angered a vocal minority within the remaining 10% so much that we were forced to roll back to the earlier version of the site until we fixed the problems that upset, you know, a small percentage of our customer base. But to be fair, they had valid criticisms and valid concerns. So I don't want this to be, nah, those people were nuts. It literally was a big enough problem for a small enough percentage that it made it worthwhile to roll back at that time. Today, you would, you know, when we look at DevOps and other types of technologies, there are better ways to address those concerns. But at the time, the best we could do was just pull it back, fix the problems, and then go live again. The other big one was the 80th anniversary, a major promotion for the 80th anniversary of the company I was with at the time that went so badly that someone updated the Wikipedia article for our company to call out our scam promotion, at least until cooler heads prevailed and noted that, you know, it was purely human error. As we told our customers throughout, we weren't evil. We were just dumb, right? We just made a mistake and, you know, we apologized profusely and people got their head around the fact that, yeah, they really just screwed up. But here's a question that you want to think about with regard to this, which is how often do technology and marketing departments actually build these major initiatives? Think about that for a second. In most companies, by design, you might do it a couple times a year, maybe. In most companies, for most major things you do, things like major website redesigns, major product launches, etc., realistically, you really only do these, you only undertake activities like these once every, what, 3, 4, 5, 6 years? There are people who are very successful in their career, who've been in business for 10, 15, 20 years, who might have only done major things like this 3 or 4 or 5 times total in their career. Given that, here's another question. Why do we expect people then to be good at this? If it's something that you never do, how can you be expected to do it well? That's where Scrum and Agile and Lean and their related methodologies really do come into play. They're not about speed. They're about practice. They're about rehearsal. I started my career as a musician. I think a lot of you listeners know that. You know, and this might seem like a weird thing, but stick with me for a moment. I was trained by a really great opera singer, a guy by the name of Stephen L. Bryant, who actually in 2010 was nominated for a Grammy Award for the work Marco Polo by Tan Dunn. That's the guy who wrote the score for, among other things, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. And Stephen Bryant always used to tell me, Professor Bryant always used to tell me, practice does not make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. Now, perfect practice doesn't mean that you do everything perfectly in practice. It's not that you're perfect every time you rehearse. It's okay to make mistakes. It's more about how you practice, what you learn from the practice, and how you apply the lessons you learn to your next attempt to get better and better and better, to continually improve. That's actually what Scrum and Agile and Lean and all their associated, you know, methodologies introduce is this idea of practice, is this idea of rehearsal, so that when you're doing a launch, you're not doing it for the first time. You get an opportunity to get better at it. You also get great feedback. The market will tell you when you got it right. You know, if we'd done that launch that I talked about, you know, where we pissed off, candidly, you know, this small percentage of people, if we'd done that launch in a different set of stages, maybe we would have learned early on, hey, this is really going to create a problem for a small set of folks, and we can address that before we roll it out to the entire world. We would have gotten better as we went along. And maybe we could have rolled back the one feature and not the entire website as this holistic, monolithic monstrosity. When you look at the companies that do this well, you know, Amazon, Booking.com, Uber, Airbnb, Etsy, these folks are actually living this in practice every day. And they're putting things in front of their customers every single day so that they're learning from what works and learning how to do it better. Perfect practice to make perfect. So we want to think as marketers, how can we do that? How can we actually put things in front of our customers in rehearsal? Admit that it's okay that you're, you know, trying some things, right? The old joke, beta means never having to say you're sorry, right? But it's doing something. Every 2 weeks, we're going to put something out. Every 3 weeks, we're going to put something out. Every week, we're going to put something out so that we get better at it and learn how to do that more effectively, to listen to the feedback we get from our customers, apply that feedback to improve our offering and the way we present it to our customers, to rehearse, to practice. And that's why I would have you take away as you go forward this week. Remember that practice does not make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. But I'd like to remind you that you can find the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of all past episodes, by going to timpeter.com/podcast. Again, that's timpeter.com/podcast. And while you're there, if you could click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there, you can have this delivered to you every week in your favorite podcatcher. You can also subscribe on iTunes or the Google Play Store or Stitcher Radio or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or plain old Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. And while you're there, I would really appreciate it if you could give us a positive rating and review while you're there. That would be so great. Additionally, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates or on Twitter using the Twitter handle @TCPeter. And finally, you can email me at podcast@TimPeter.com. Again, that is podcast@TimPeter.com. With that, I hope you have a fantastic weekend, a wonderful week ahead, and I will look forward to talking with you again here on Thinks Out Loud next week. Until then, take care, everybody.